Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, This is Ageism at its Worst. Older women are sick of experts telling us what we should look like. It's time to embrace who we are. Don't read it! My outraged inner voice screamed when I ran across one of those articles aimed at women of a certain age. You know the stories I'm talking about. They start like this. Women over 60 shouldn't, and then proceed to tell us what we should or shouldn't be wearing or doing. These thou shalt not articles are not only insulting, they are ridiculous. Who gave these self-appointed experts on TikTok or Facebook the green light to paint older women with one broad, judgmental brush? It's obvious to them that we are seniors who have lived too long to look good, but not long enough to know what to do about it. But never fear, the experts are here. I vowed a long time ago not to click on these stories. I am, at 70, a member of the demographic they are bullying, or rather, targeting. But the latest article, the one that popped up on my news feed like a roadkill you can't avoid gaping at, was so absurd that it drew me in. And I can't resist passing their tips along so that you, too, can be outraged. Things they say women over 50 shouldn't do. Following are the things women over 50 are not supposed to do, lest we appear unstylish, uncool, and even older than we are to our savvy, stylish critics. The first one isn't so bad. Don't wear big hair. I don't have big hair, and the hairpiece I bought years ago when I was trying to have big hair perched on my head like a small, furry animal. So I ditched the hairpiece, with or without the advice of experts. But the next commandment is more baffling. Don't wear big jewelry. Being a petite person, I don't wear much big jewelry. But if I wanted to, I would. And what about the big woman? Wouldn't she look better in larger jewelry than she would in small, delicate pieces lost on her statuesque frame? But I didn't spend long dwelling on jewelry, because the remaining litany of do's and don'ts made me realize the writer of this article would be happier if older women slithered into a crawl space and stayed there. More do's and don'ts. Here are some additional things we shouldn't do if we want to meet the expert's approval for age-appropriate style. Don't wear pastels. Don't wear all black. Don't wear floor-length skirts. Don't wear powdery makeup. Don't wear lipstick that matches your outfit. And don't wear overly long hair. The author elaborated on this by describing the forbidden hair length as cat lady long, which is an insult to cat ladies everywhere. If you aren't already outraged, there's more. Don't wear neck obstructions like turtlenecks. Don't wear dark lipstick. Don't wear long sleeves on a hot day. Don't wear tan tights or hose. Avoid heavy dark eyebrows, and also thin eyebrows, brooches, cardigans, swimsuits with boy legs, and pocketbooks. It's okay to carry pocketbooks, but only if you call them bags or purses. My bag will always be a pocketbook, and I just ordered 2 swimsuits with boy legs from Amazon. I think my 70-year-old bod looks fine in them, but if it doesn't, so what? And what's up with no pastels and no all black? According to the experts, black, which I always considered slimming, sophisticated, and elegant, makes us look severe and old. And the pastels that remind me of spring? They wash us out, exaggerate our age, and make us resemble the Golden Girls. Don't go long, but do you really want to go short? The admonition against long skirts and long sleeves is puzzling, because with tan tights and hose being taboo, short skirts must be off the table too. Who wants to gawk at vein-riddled, sun-spotted legs in a miniskirt? I guess we're supposed to wear pants all the time, or spray on some of that Sally Hansen leg makeup, which, if you haven't tried it, can camouflage a lot of flaws. I confess to wearing long sleeves, even on the beach, because I've had skin cancer 3 times and don't relish the idea of exposing my arms to the sun. The experts are obviously oblivious to our health and well-being. I admit I don't do black eyebrows, and although my eyebrows used to be thin to the point of invisibility, I had them microbladed. But wait, what's this headline? Microblading is not always a good option for mature clients? You know what they mean by mature. It's the word they use to bypass the word they really mean, which is old. I'm glad I didn't see that headline before having my eyebrows done, because the article said some scary things that might have made me think twice, and I like my brows. What's this about underwear? There's one more tidbit of advice I can't resist passing along. Don't wear poorly fitting underwear. You heard it right. They're even going for our underwear now. The article elaborates by describing poorly fitting underwear as bunching up or popping out. Get some accurate measurements, the author advises. Don't wear an amorphous blob of fabric. Have you ever seen mature women with underwear that bunched up or popped out? Have you ever thought your underwear resembled an amorphous blob of fabric? Frankly, I haven't noticed anybody's underwear. Maybe the mature folks aren't wearing any. I guess what annoys me most is the assumption that seniors are going to be frumpy, dowdy, and hopeless without somebody telling us what to wear and how to look. We've actually earned the right to look however we want without worrying about it. Most of us relish our hard-earned freedom to be who we are without agonizing over what people think. It's a burden we laid down long ago when we realized their judgment calls weren't important. We know by now that life's too short to fret over the trivial, and we also know the best way to look good is to laugh a lot, love a lot, and be comfortable in our own skin. So, I'll grab my black sweater and jeans, or maybe some pastels if I'm in the mood, and I'll throw on a cardigan in case it's cool outside. But I promise not to let my underwear bunch or pop. You won't even know if I'm wearing any. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.